Let's go into the West Coast Eagles camp now, because they will be a little bit disappointed with their run home in the second half. Sharad Wellingham's been good enough to join us. Good on you, Sharad. Thanks for your time.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
How did Simo review that one?
Just rude missed opportunities probably early, and then through the second half we weren't able to win some pretty key contests. But full credit to Richmond, they were able to play some pretty strong football throughout that whole four-quarter effort.
Certainly the conditions were taxing in that final term, and you had your chances, of course, to nab it in that final quarter. You spent a lot of time inside the attacking 50. You couldn't get that killer goal, could you?
No, we couldn't. They were, it was definitely a bit of a scramble for about 10, 15 minutes there, and they were able to hold tough really well. I think that it's something we've got to work on, making sure that we make the most of our opportunities when we do get it inside our forward 50.
You've played any wet weather football yet this year?
No, it's our first proper wet game, but we've done a bit of training and work on it over the summer, chucking the sprinklers on and stuff, so that we're a little bit accustomed to it. But you can't really train for the pressure that goes along with it quite as hard as it is out in there on game day. So we'll be better for the wet run, I suppose. And we probably went a little bit conservative when it did start coming down a little bit. We've got to have confidence to still take the game on when it does get a little bit wet.
You've got some Jets, but they've certainly got them too. And Dusty Martin, 40 possessions. Any thought about someone just sacrificing their own game that maybe to try and shut him down for a little while?
I'm sure it's something that we'll look at doing next time we play them. But he's an absolute superstar. I think he had 1,000 metres gained or something ridiculous as well. So, something we're going to have to put a bit of time into, quelling opposition stars.
You've got a short turnaround to next week. You've got the Swans back at home, but Thursday night, it's with travel and everything else, it's a short break.
Yeah, it's going to be a really quick turnaround, so we'll have to make sure we review the game thoroughly, but also, move on pretty quickly and change our focus to Sydney, who are, going to be coming over with full guns blazing after coming off a bad loss last night. They'll be wanting to rectify their form, I think.
Sharad, you showed a lot of resolve in that final term. You're under enormous pressure and you stood up. You're certainly a leading position getter in the defence for the West Coast Eagles. You enjoy your current role as a sort of an attacking halfback?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really relishing the role that Simo's got us playing at the moment. The way the game's played these days, you really have to be able to move the ball with pace from the back line, I suppose, make sure that and try and, take advantage of maybe their forwards not being as defensive as they should be. So I'm certainly enjoying it, but, in the same token, you've got to be able to defend some goals. And I think that while it was wet and it was a pretty low-scoring game, we'd like to maybe be able to defend a bit better than we have done the last couple of weeks.
Good on you, Sharad. Thanks for giving us a few moments of your time. You can get rehabbed up and back to Perth, and we look forward to the game next Thursday.
Thanks very much, guys. Speak soon.
Sharad Wellingham there from the West Coast.